Hello.
Hey.
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 Welcome to Can Nothing Podcast.
Can't
hear it.
Oh, yeah?
I cut it off. I'm gonna bring up
this couple.
Should I stop? But they can't hear us.
This is really cool. So yeah. Fascinating. Shoot blades.
No, this is the way you do it, Jude.
What?
See, they're like fighting.
Alright. The blades?
They're like, I just had to cut out. Fighting. And then they're like, oh no, we gotta shoot our guns.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And then when they wanna go back to the sword, they're like,
oh, Phil's a pro at this. Never mind.
We're playing with Power Ranger toys Blaster. Memorabilia again.
Old school.
Again. Well, the last one where we played. Last time we played.
But you're so good at this, I can't match it.
See? When it's the sword, it's like this. Okay. Right? That's the handle.
All
right.
Would you then, cock something and then
cool. You're like, ba-choo.
Oh, that's what you do. That's so cool.
So, when it's fast, it's like, gotta shoot Pudgy Pig.
Shoot Goldar.
Pudgy Pig. All right. Welcome to Can Nothing Podcast.
Welcome to
13.
To
13.
7. Welcome to
13 podcast.
Where am I?
Hey, who is that?
Who's that? I'm not sure.
Patrice Charles. Manny Nadler.
God, not this.
Gandhi.
It's Jude.
Jude's
back.
Creamy Jude. What?
Getting creamy with Jude. Heartthrob Jude right here. Jude, do you listen to the podcast?
Some of them. Sometimes I just go on for hours and I get
I
up.
Know. Did you hear the one where... Yeah, did you hear the creamy Jude?
No, I didn't.
Oh. So your new nickname is Jude the Heartthrob. And then
people can get creamy with Jude. What
does that mean, get creamy with Jude?
We're eating sushi, and
right.
They're like creamy avocado and stuff. And then we're like,
someone just said getting creamy with
you
Jude.
You said getting creamy with Jude.
I did or Phil?
Well, I don't think Phil would think of
it. It was Derek.
Okay, it's Derek. I don't remember exactly why.
The proof exists in the podcast, but
like to go back
and cares. I'm going to go delete it now. So if you know which one it is, now's your last chance to listen to it.
Oh, yeah, I'm Derek.
I'm Phil.
This is Derek.
Oh! And this is Jude.
I'm Chris.
This is Jake.
Oh, hey,
I'm
Jake
Gyllenhaal.
7.
Whoa. Jake Gyllenhaal.
13. Yeah, you remember me from
13. Welcome to.
You're awesome. You were awesome in
Donnie Darko.
I've never seen any movie with you.
Not even Brokeback Mountain.
No.
Oh.
The only ones I know are Brokeback Mountain, Donnie Darko, and
Day After Tomorrow, the one where I saved the world.
Wow, Batman. Really?
Yeah. That was a good.
I was thinking of another one.
A rocket.
Garden State.
Garden State. I haven't known them.
Oh.
Even I don't know that movie.
That was a good movie.
It's the one with Natalie Portman and the guy
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson.
That's Star Wars.
Jake Lloyd.
I was thinking Ewan Zach McGregor. Braff.
Yeah, that guy.
That was the one.
I think so.
All right. So this is podcast 13.
Welcome.
Today is August 19th. Celebrating. This is a special podcast because it's the Can of Nothing's birth month.
Yeah.
7 years. That's why we got Jude here. Because Jude's been in it from the start.
Sort of.
Bum, 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 bum,
What's going on, Jude? Where have you been these past months since podcast 4? It's almost 10 months later, almost. Where have you been?
I've been at home.
He was in the last one.
Was I?
The one that got deleted.
Number 4.
That was 4?
Yeah.
Holy
no, that was number 5. But the... Yeah, remember that one when we talked about Beast Wars for like 30 minutes?
Yeah.
And
I lost
it. Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, Jude.
And then you could like you try to salvage some, but it didn't work out.
But no, that was 6 because it was the one when I did it on my own after. Yeah. Oh, okay. I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh,
well, Chris is even better than me with the wow. power gun sword.
You don't even have to.
You have competition now.
You spin it with this.
Chris could be a Power Ranger.
Whoa, Chris! If you could be a Power Ranger, what color would you be?
I say blue.
Why?
He's kind of the unnoticed guy because the black ranger's always cool, red ranger's always like the leader, and blue's kind of just in between them.
What's the pink one?
Pink one's the girl.
The other one's a girl too.
Yeah, but they're both girls, so the blue one's just like the other guy.
No the other guy.
The other guy.
In one of them, the blue was a girl. What? In a ninja storm.
Oh.
Ooh.
Was her name Lobby?
I don't know.
Her name is Lobby.
Are there any pink?
I didn't get an email from Lobby. I talked to her last night. I said, "Hey, we're podcasting tomorrow. You better send in a question." I said, "Okay, if I can think of something," and I didn't get anything.
Kenny
Mills.
That's
for you. I'm doing the finger
Mills.
Wave thing to you.
Kenny Mills.
Yeah, I gotta sneeze so much. Allergies are coming up. No, I don't need one. Jude, you need a tissue?
I don't need tissues.
For getting creepy.
I don't need
tissues. For getting creepy.
Oh,
dear. All right. So Jude's here.
Yeah.
We got the regular gang, we got Jude, a special guest. Today we're all wearing our
This isn't
shirts.
Skype, just so you know. Don't get any ideas,
yeah,
Justin.
Jude's here in the flesh.
Don't get any ideas.
In the creamy flesh.
Jude's blocking the fan from me.
It's my fan now.
Well, it's my fault. I put the chair like right next to the fan. And Chris is behind the fan. No, Chris, you gotta suck it in. So it goes towards you. Yeah, so we had Jude come here today because we were filming some stuff for the birth month video.
Hey.
Yo.
If you don't know what that is, we don't either. Because it's nothing really. Too bad.
No one will watch it.
Okay.
Except Dr. Payne.
Hey,
Dr.
Yeah,
Payne
this
told
is,
me.
Okay, this. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, Dr. Payne wanted me to mention that. He has watched every single video on the Can of Nothing site, including Oblivion Bin now.
And yeah, okay, well, if you like Oblivion Bin, this birth month video is like feature-length Oblivion Bin. that's what this is like.
That's not good, trust me. It's like a bad promo.
But some people like it.
Yeah, but you didn't really talk about Ashby that much, and it turned out to be really good. Whereas you talked about Save the Zombies so many times, and you know, we probably watched it.
Giorgio!
That's all it was.
Giorgio! Dude, have you seen Save the Zombies?
No, he hasn't.
Giorgio!
He's seen Ashby. Only because I made him.
Oh, yeah. What did you think of Ashby?
I watched Ashby before you made me.
Dude. Ashby out of 5 Gs.
5 Gs again, but 4.
4?
Smoking die.
Justin really liked it. Yeah, like a lot.
I think you don't like it too much. Why? Just because it's short and sweet.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't have to think.
Oh, we didn't talk about it. Like, didn't overhype it or anything. Okay, well, let's talk about the recent releases then. What came out since the last podcast?
What, Ashby?
But didn't that come out before?
Well, okay, Chinese Cowboys.
Chinese the well, Challenge. Low-budget Star Wars.
Low-budget Star Wars came out.
Okay, that was weird.
That was,
what'd you think?
That was strange.
That was a nice experience.
That's also kind of like feature-length of that movie. But yeah. It was fun to do.
Derek showed me this link. Like, some guy talked about it in his blog.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, something about it, how it's an anthropological look at the average American child's
toy collection,
even though we're not American or children.
Yeah.
It's nice.
And he's like, something
but
about
he liked it a lot.
Line, whatever. Anyway, he liked it. People commented, didn't. Look forward to. Low-budget Return of the Jedi coming this month.
What about Empire Strikes Back?
We did that. Like, I did that first a long time ago.
Are you serious?
And yeah. Then we went back and did...
I was on the very first DVD.
See, we're following like George Lucas, starting in the middle. And then working our way around it.
Why don't you start at number 3, then go to 6, then 1, then 3, then 4?
Maybe.
Because you gotta make the remake of 3.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do the prequels. Who knows? Probably not.
I'm gonna do Lord of the Rings for some reason.
Yeah.
Because Star
Derek,
Wars. Lord
Derek had
Rings.
Plans for a Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, but that never happened.
That's why you bought the.
I bought Gandalf
and Aragorn.
And Aragorn, yeah.
You have Gandalf.
Yeah, and he talks. He pushes a button.
Oh, who shall not pass?
Yeah.
Is that all he says?
Yeah.
To the president over and over. You.
I take my Optimus Prime toy. He presses the button. He goes, I'm Optimus Prime. They go, I'm Optimus Prime.
We know you are.
Stop. I'm going to get that right now.
Okay. Awesome.
Yes.
Ah!
Oh. Oh, that one.
Yeah.
If you want that, if you want to find it on eBay, that's the Generation 2 Optimus Prime toy. Came with that. G1 might be more valuable, but it doesn't have that thing.
Sorry, cool. Guys. Alright, so Chinese Sacred Path of the Chinese Cowboys.
Okay. What? How did that story? I read all the stuff. What the hell did you do?
Okay.
What do you mean?
This is how we work. This is our process. We got our suggestions. We got those down, and then we started thinking about what we're gonna do. And we threw out all these ideas. I think like the first one was some guy wakes up and then he's in a western.
Yeah, but whose like, choice did you choose?
Oh. The people?
Didn't we say? Shoot Sun's Kitar.
But you said you were just going to choose one.
But, no, two. One genre and two props.
Yeah.
From the whole pool.
Yeah,
from
one person.
No, from the whole pool.
No. Yeah, we'll like throw them all in a bunch and then randomize it. We kind of number
satisfy
them off.
A little more people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were only doing one person.
No.
So this was all of them.
Yeah.
Well, I could have done that.
Yeah, you guys didn't suggest anything.
Well, because I thought it was going to be just one person. I thought, okay, my idea's not going to be that great anyway.
Oh. Well, we wouldn't... Well, we didn't say we'd choose it based on what they are anyways.
No, you said you were going to choose it randomly.
Yeah.
Hence me saying, yeah, okay. Yeah, I thought mine's going to get chosen.
Well, I mean, if yours got chosen, no matter what it was, we had to do it. Yeah, that was the deal.
Okay.
So, if they say, like, a romantic...
Hyper-dimensional action something Justin suggested. What is that, Justin? What is hyper-dimensional action?
Yeah.
So, yeah, but wait, if you chose all of them, then how would you choose Paranoid Freaks, secret government assassination?
What do you mean, chose all of them?
You said you chose all of them.
From all of them.
What?
It's like people suggested things, right? So we took all the genres,
so then what did you
mash
take from
them
Paranoid
together.
Freak?
Western.
Yeah, his came up.
Wow, that's so cheap. I'm so sad.
Why?
I don't ever talk about it.
Someone suggested biography.
Yeah.
And like mystery, murder mystery or something. But anyway, I like what we came up with.
Yep.
Did you see it, Jude?
No.
Oh.
Why not? Why are you bending my blade? Ew, why are you licking my blade?
Well, no, I didn't see it.
Oh.
Alright, I guess we don't want to follow the topic list.
No. It gotta flow.
Topic list!
No! No!
Happy Birth Month! Talked about that. Watch out for the video soon.
The Simpsons movie?
Jude Pinto Simpsons movie. Jude.
How did I make the Simpsons movie? I don't know.
Jude, talk about the Simpsons. Did you see it?
Yeah, I watched it.
What'd you think?
It was alright, I mean...
You didn't update your thing, you still have Transformers.
I also watched Rust Tower 3, I didn't update it.
Oh.
No.
Transformers like the best.
Yeah, tell us about Transformers, yeah, right. What'd you think? You gave it a 3, that's pretty decent.
Well, I was thinking about, you know, giving it lower, but... I guess the animation was
Phil doesn't like it. he's duly noted that.
About Transformers?
He just doesn't like Michael Bay, so he hates everything that Michael Bay.
Well, Transformers is okay, because it's Transformers.
Yeah, but then it's Michael
like
Bay,
if it was like Robotech or something, or just random robots, I probably wouldn't like it. I probably wouldn't even see it.
Did you like Independence Day?
No.
Really? I liked it.
Armageddon.
I didn't even finish seeing the whole thing, though.
Really?
I probably saw about 3/4 of it, and then I stopped.
But I had Will Smith in it. Everyone loves Will Smith.
Maybe.
I see. Where's his tail?
Oh, that's pretty big.
Yeah. What is this his foot?
That's the dragon symbol.
Oh. Just the symbol? Where is it on him?
Like, nowhere. Because it's on the Japanese one.
Oh my god! Derek broke Dragon Zord!
This is better anyway.
It looks like a Transformer.
I know.
Alright, I don't know what's going on now.
Simpsons
movie. It's alright.
Pretty better.
Did we already talk about that?
No.
That's why it's on the list. You wrote the list.
Oh, sorry. Jude, what did you like about the Simpsons movie?
It was somewhat funny. Now that's about it.
I thought there wasn't any musicals. I thought there'd be a musical.
Yeah, they should have had a singing part. Because they like that's kind of a Simpsons thing.
Yeah.
They apparently cut a lot of stuff.
Really?
Like there was Danny Driver had a cameo. Sideshow Bob was in it.
They took out Frasier?
Yeah,
Sideshow Bob would have been good.
Why'd they take out Frasier?
Like I like the celebrity guest stars when they're not themselves.
Yeah, me too.
And when they're a little more significant. Like the whole Tom Hanks thing.
I like the Tom Hanks.
No, that was useless.
Can you brush my hair, Mr. Hanks? Yay! I find the Green Day part pretty useless.
What?
The Green Day cameo.
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of useless.
But they always have to have like their musical guests because Matt Groening as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like my rock stars. But the movie was funnier than a lot of the recent episodes. Because I saw, the last episodes, the new ones I saw was the 400th episodes.
Was that funny?
That was not
that one was
funny
really
at
bad.
All.
What was it about?
Usually I can get some laughs and it's kind of clever in some of the episodes. Like you can get a Family Guy dumb humor laugh out of it.
Yeah.
But this one was zero funny.
That's wow. Where Kent Brockman goes off the air because he swears on air or something.
What?
I forget.
Yeah. And then
they try to get him his job
Holy
back.
Shit. That's awesome.
It was a bomb.
Does that do anything?
These guys are so... there's a symbol on his knees.
Oh. That's it on his knees?
Yeah.
What a weird place to put a symbol.
Well, in the American toy, which is this one, they put all these thunderbolts everywhere.
What about the Japanese? Because
it's... The Japanese one has, like... It looks more, like, samurai-ish.
Oh.
And he doesn't have thunderbolts everywhere. And on the feet, he has, like... The Z symbol, which is like
Thunderbolts are still a ninja.
I know.
Anyway,
like
go see, huh?
So do you think they'll make another Simpsons movie?
No. Look how long it took them to do this one.
Well, no, that was because there was.
Well, like they announced it for like 10 years.
Yeah,
we're gonna do a Simpsons movie. We're gonna do one.
But after 10 years, it wasn't
it's coming.
The best
new season. We got to work on that. Too busy.
Did they get back all the writers, or just just a handful?
The biggest writers they got back.
But it didn't seem like
because I think they did a lot of rewriting even after, because that's what they do a lot. They do a lot of rewriting.
Oh, okay.
So what did Matt Groening have to do with any of it?
I don't know. I think he because
he's
even in the show now.
Approval.
Even in the show now, he just pitches a few jokes here and there. Because
he's like Stan Lee and Marvel Comics.
Yeah.
He's like associated with it, but he doesn't really do anything.
Yeah.
Does he have any new projects?
Who?
They're bringing Futurama back.
I know they're bringing Futurama, but aside from that,
other than that,
no.
He has his comic strip that's been going on for like 20 years.
Simpsons comic?
No, Life in Hell. The one with the rabbits.
Never even heard of that.
I know, me neither.
That's where he got started.
Oh. So isn't Futurama supposed to be back this year or the next year?
I think this year.
What? Futurama?
This year? Yeah, later this year, I think.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
I never liked Futurama as much as Simpsons.
That's true.
But I like Futurama better than recent Simpsons.
Yeah, yeah. I find Family Guy better than recent Simpsons.
No. Family Guy is sort of on par with recent
Simpsons.
Really?
South Park.
I just like all of its random humor.
South Park is consistently good.
Yeah.
But it's
not
kinda
great.
Like the same thing.
Good.
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing, yeah.
Like, it's good, but it doesn't change much. They're always angry at some kind of political issue or something.
Well, that's why it kind of brought it down a little, because that's all they do now.
Yeah.
And if you watch the earlier episodes, it's just kind of
random
weird
stuff.
Like the first one with the alien thing.
Yeah.
Where does that come from? It's just a weird way to open a series.
Yeah.
But now it's like Passion of the Christ, Tom Cruise, Scientology.
Then Mel Gibson. That one was weird.
Adventure Club, whatever.
what a weird way to kill off Shaft. Making him like a pedophile.
Oh, wait, I think he's still alive.
Hello, children.
I think we talked about that episode like three times in past podcasts already.
What, the death of Shaft?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
We brought it up a lot.
Did you like it that much?
It was funny, yeah. I think we forget that we bring it up.
Oh, okay.
So it just comes back again.
Maybe it's in all your podcasts.
Hey, where's your ship?
Oh, we are using it for... Chris is talking about my Plus 3D Star Destroyer that always hangs from my ceiling. And we were using it in my basement for low budget A New Hope Star Wars.
And you're just too lazy to put it
back. I'm just too lazy to bring it back. Because it's all dusty, and I know when I move it, the dust will fly everywhere.
Why don't you just clean it?
I don't want to. It's too much work.
But you have no dust.
So we brought back Darth Vader for the birth month video.
Oh, I got to wear the helmet
chocolate
again.
And it was all dusty.
Chocolate rain.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you know Chocolate Rain?
I've seen videos of it on YouTube, but I'm not sure what it is.
It's an original song by Tay Zonde.
We got to bring it up.
About chocolate racism rain and stuff, but everyone makes fun of him because he's such a weirdo.
I haven't watched it for a week.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It's
I'm
like,
out of the loop.
No, it wasn't even on this week. It was like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah, YouTube, like, they had, like, songs.
Ah, yeah, just see,
was
like,
after the...
And he was on Jimmy Kimmel.
Was he?
Download the free MP3, guys!
Chocolate rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain.
Show the lyrics, Phil.
A baby born will die before the
war
is in chocolate rain.
That's
his
voice. This whole book says...
So many lyrics!
Chocolate rain!
The prison's great, you wonder where it went.
Where are we?
It's a 4 minute song.
Yeah. Every verse starts with chocolate rain, and the chorus, chocolate rain.
Get the Darth Vader one!
Chocolate rain! Where's Darth Vader? Yeah!
That's about racism?
I don't know.
Yeah.
The
lyrics are all serious and stuff, but he's such a weird person.
It's hilarious.
I know. When it's Darth Vader, it's always fun.
It's so perfect. It really sounds like him.
No more.
Hey, Tate Lande.
I don't like his new stuff, though.
Chris is a big fan.
Is he trying to be an actual singer? Or is he
Yeah, he's actually the serious. I think he takes himself seriously.
We're getting a lot of like.
What?
Do 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 do. Oh,
ah.
I broke.
I was reading like some comments on that thing, and people were like, "It's about pooing on other people." Like chocolate rain coming out.
I saw someone's in a scat. But it's not about pulling on people.
I think it's supposed to be about racism or something.
Have you like left a comment on his thing?
No, I never comment on YouTube. I hate that.
Yeah, that's true.
Because everyone says the same. Huh? LOL. Dumb.
And
I don't like
you
this.
Those people who like,
yo, shut up, man.
Yeah, and then they argue in the comments.
I know.
It's like the stupidest.
And then you're gonna say like an Xbox versus PlayStation, no matter what. Yeah.
Halo 3 sucks. No, man. But you always get those people who advertise their stuff, you know?
Yeah, we get those all the time.
Really?
Come watch my video.
You want to see two hot chicks dance? Click here. All right.
And I like those ones where, like, if you don't pass this on, your parents will die. there's this house, this girl with red eyes, and blah, 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 blah.
This stick crashing through your veins again.
Derek, can you play Chocolate Rain on the keyboard?
No, it's too complex. You see the shots where he actually playing? It's like,
no, watch this. Chocolate Rain live.
Alright. Chocolate Rain. Baby born with chocolate dead again. Chocolate Rain. Get out near the cross. You're like Chocolate Rain. Chocolate Rain.
Tays on there.
Yeah, that was our YouTube video.
Wow.
YouTube.com.
1 million hits on that.
I know.
I gotta go to the washroom.
Chocolate rain.
Chocolate
rain. Oh,
don't
go on the plant
cord
again.
Don't trip on the cord, Phil.
Oh,
go,
it's
go.
Really this is too much work.
Just go right
I'll
here.
Just wait.
You don't mind. Go into your like trash can.
Go into the fence with sprays everywhere.
Bat-a-tang.
Ew. That's just the cover, though. Yeah, they don't. Batatang, if you don't know what Batatang is,
You'll find out.
Batman Episode 2, Coming Never.
What's going on with that, Phil? Speaking of Batman, man.
We decided to cut it down.
Yeah, we're trying to, because it takes us so long to do it and we're really lazy, we're trying to cut down the episodes now. Not like cutting it down to like 10 minutes, but maybe 20 to 30 minutes like we originally planned.
Yeah.
Not 40 minutes.
And three episodes instead of five.
Three or four, we'll see. Three or four. But episode two is going to take forever to come out. Definitely. Yeah, I can't. I'm not even gonna guarantee that it'll come up this year.
Oh, let's just abandon it.
Yeah,
no. I have to finish what you start.
Yeah.
Oh, did he? I didn't hear that.
I'm the director.
Well, it's up to you.
I'd like to finish it.
And you're the financial provider for it.
That's true.
I got a job now, so I can.
Moxes.
But I remember, like in the first place, you didn't even want to act.
Yeah,
and now you have to do all this stuff and directing and editing.
Yeah, it's
and,
too much.
And,
it's too much.
Everything.
Like if it never gets done, I'll probably release what we do have.
Probably.
Like I
Chocolate no, Rain.
I would just turn it into
play Chocolate Rain over all the footage.
Yeah, because we have a lot of stuff that I haven't even looked at again yet. It's just
all the stuff with Eric.
It's
right?
Just on the tapes. A lot of stuff with Eric. A good portion with Chris too. I only edited like two or three scenes.
It's gonna get dead scripts. Watch out
dead
for it.
Scripts.
Target
dead
2008.
Because
you know, it took so long to write.
Because even like we planned five episodes, right? And the last two episodes, we have no idea what we're doing really. Other than that, we wanted Joker. That's it.
Yeah.
But we had a lot of ideas for. Tarek and Chris are looking at my action figures. They noticed a Silver Surfer sitting on Galactus's head. I didn't see. I was gonna like have the Surfer looking cool on his board, but he always fell over. So I just made him sit on Galactus.
He's just chilling.
That's pretty cool. I guess.
Like, why wouldn't he do that?
Why not? Isn't Galactus really?
We don't really know Silver Surfer that well. But isn't Galactus the bad guy?
And huge.
That's why he can sit on his head.
But why would he?
Why wouldn't he?
Shouldn't he be like attacking him?
No, aren't they like buddies?
I thought they go against each other.
Because isn't Silver Surfer the Herald of Galactus?
But then don't they...
Didn't you see FF4 too?
FF4?
No.
It's like FF10 to
Final Fantasy.
Final Fantastic.
Four.
Two.
Final Internationals.
Internationals.
EX plus Alpha.
Street, did you watch Super that? Street Fighter Turbo 2 EX Plus Alpha
Championship
Limited Edition HD DVD Blu-ray
Tiger
Uppercut
Tiger. What does Ryu say when he does the Hurricane Kick?
Tetsu
Kan Tsupaku Fractal.
The other ones are easy. It's like
Badouken. But when he actually says it, it just sounds like but then you read the manual, it's like Tetsumaki Senshu Pyaku something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The audio is the best in the original one. Some of the other guys are clear, like Yoga Flame, Yoga Fire.
Pow, 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 pow!
Lightning Kick. Sonic Boom.
Sonic Boom.
How come he doesn't say moon kick?
Moon kick. Moon kick. They should say everything they do.
Jump.
Punch. Punch.
Pull.
Throw.
Duck. Duck. Sounds like, Chop Chop Master.
Blanka. Blanka.
Like, why does he say Blanka? That's not a move.
He's introducing himself. I'm Blanka.
He's a Pokemon.
Back to the topic list. I don't even know what we're talking about.
Simpsons.
Go see Simpsons.
Already half an hour in.
Wow.
We have to move along.
It's all
let's make this one a little shorter.
Any other pretty much? See any other movies
lately?
I saw Rush Hour 3. You saw Rush Hour 3?
I fell asleep because it was so bad.
Oh.
You're supposed to go with us, man.
Yeah, I know.
No, my cousins went with me. Like, they took me.
He's coming with us anyway.
And then Jude took his cousin's pants.
Yeah. These are nice pants, by the way. I might just keep
them. What are they, Levi's?
I don't know. just brown.
But they're too big for him.
Yeah, they're too big.
Tommy Tallarico.
Tommy Tallarico.
If Tommy Tallarico had a clothing line, I would buy it.
I would buy it. Yeah,
it would probably be like Video Games Live T-shirts.
Whatever.
I'd still buy it. It costs like $80. Who cares?
Oh yeah.
And you have an extra room so you can put stuff down your pants. Yeah.
So Jude, why did Rush Hour 3 like bore you?
Well,
it's the same old, same old.
Even worse than the same old, same old. It's like they backtracked and everything.
Oh yeah, I heard that girl's back.
What girl?
The girl from the first movie.
Oh yeah, you're right. You know the girl from the first one, the little daughter.
Oh, right.
Yeah, she's bigger. Well, not bigger. She's older. That's what. She's older, but and yeah, like she her father gets stuff.
Killed.
I don't care if you spoil
the whole movie for me.
Oh, right? for them.
They might.
Smurf. He gets smurfed. There, put it that way.
Yeah, they get smurfed so badly. And she gets smurfed too.
Spoiling Lord of the Rings, Ring gets destroyed. Read the book.
Oh. You don't have to anymore.
No.
Frodo dies.
Gandalf dies.
Frodo dies.
Frodo kisses Sam.
Sam.
On the forehead.
Frodo is forced to die. He's forced to
Frodo is forced to die.
He is. Didn't you read it?
He doesn't really die.
Well, I mean,
he goes off to the Grey Haven.
Before he goes there, he has to go to that island all by himself.
The Grey Havens.
Well, what's Grey Havens?
That's where the elves go when they go away.
Oh, yeah?
Huh? Doesn't he go with Gandalf? And
but he has to die first.
Oh.
Someone told me that the Grey Havens was Earth or something.
What?
Yeah, someone told me. I'm not sure of this. Someone had this weird theory.
Okay, this is what I think it is. It's just like another island really far. Think like Bermuda Triangle,
but it's
just there, and because they're so like that whole world is so mystical and stuff, they probably just created a legend around it.
Oh, okay. Someone told me they were going to Earth. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Yeah, I'm not even kidding.
Earth,
Earth.
It's like they're going to Earth. Yeah,
because I think people are like, well, this is Middle Earth, so now they're going to like Upper Earth,
Upper Earth,
and there's probably Lower Earth,
the subterranean with the mole man.
It's like in Kim Possible with Middleton and Upperton and Lowerton.
Wow, you watch Kim Possible?
Yeah. Unstoppable. So
call me, beat me.
Booyah!
Beat me? What?
Beat me, call me if you want to beat me.
Beat me. I need you, Kim Possible.
Kim Possible.
I was wondering why she wanted someone to beat her.
That's a good show.
What about Danny Phantom? Do you watch that?
I've never seen Danny Phantom.
I don't like it that much.
I thought it'd be as good as Fairly Odd Parents, since it's made by the same.
Fairly Odd Parents is hilarious.
Exactly.
Dexter's Lab is better.
Yeah, it's pretty good too.
Dexter's Lab was pretty good.
But like Fairly Odd Parents is so crazy.
Yeah.
Only because of what's his name?
Dee Dee. The laboratory.
How come he's
like? Oh,
did
Russian? You know that they might bring back reboot?
Yeah,
oh,
really? Yeah. Wait, I heard about what they did. They got like a new team together, and they got some people to submit like new storylines and stuff, and they'll kind of pick one, and then they'll recreate it.
I heard it was the old team.
Is it gonna look better
at the convention? I'm going to. They're gonna like announce what they're doing.
Oh yeah.
Cool. So
I think that a poll, or they asked people if they want to remake everything or have a continuation.
Continuation.
Yeah, that's. I think.
How did it end though? I remember they had that movie with Damon and stuff.
Right? Megabyte came out.
Oh, yeah.
And then Bob and Dot were stuck inside the principal office.
Yeah.
And, like, the security system was on. And
yeah,
like,
I kind of remember that.
But the newest ones with their graphic, it looked kind of really clay-ish.
Did it?
It's kind of look like the old stuff.
The old stuff was good. They just had too much detail in the new.
I just like
the HD lighting and the
more mature one with Enzo's. That's the one. That's my favorite. Because with the one with Bob's, it's like a whole bunch of nothing.
Yeah.
But then with Enzo, there's an actual story.
Yeah.
Even though I was so
surfer
confused what was going
reboot.
On. The surfer was cool. Some Australian guy. On the internet.
It took me forever to realize what a search engine was, because for the longest time I didn't go on the internet.
Yeah,
because like,
that show came out when the internet was like in homes. It was still kind of new, so I didn't really understand a lot of it.
Search
engine. Like, they're in a game? Online?
Incoming game.
The web? What's the web?
Hexadecimal. What?
Megabyte?
What is I think this? Megabyte is something.
Hack and slash?
Hack and slash?
Yeah!
Dot matrix? Well, matrix, you know. Enzo? What's Enzo?
Enzo's just Italian.
It's just his name.
Bob.
And like sprites, and I didn't get that they're like ones and zeros and stuff. Binary.
And the glitch? Because you get to glitch the game.
Glitch.
LOL.
The user.
Was Reboot shown in America too? Or
yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
But it wasn't as popular.
It was, yeah.
Beast Wars was popular, though.
Yeah.
Beast Wars.
Even in Japan, it was pretty popular.
Beasties.
Beasties.
Can you play that? Yeah, okay, Phil's gonna do it live.
Yeah.
Alright.
Rugrats.
Beast Wars.
I think they go really slow.
Beast Wars.
That's kind of close, actually.
Beast Wars.
Can't even.
Can't
Beast Wars.
Let's trick Dr. Pate thinking that it's going to be emails next. Okay, so emails. No, but he's fast-forwarding through all this, right? So.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, remember he said, yeah, I'm fast-forwarding through all your stuff. I'm waiting for my question to be answered.
Oh, okay.
Can emails.
Okay, Dr. Payne asks.
Hello, Dr. Payne.
Hi, how's it going? Your question. Never mind.
Listen to this part. This is fun.
Okay.
It's like.
Okay. Phil, you should release that.
Just him going.
You know, like when the adults talk in Charlie Brown.
Oh yeah.
Peanut. Except it's not as low. That's kind of scary.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's it for
upcoming releases. Whatever. Okay, thanks for listening.
Thank you for your question.
Thanks for all your questions.
Oh, Derek, Subculture 5.
Oh, Subculture 5. Woo! Grub, bear, boo, bomb, rub, bob, rubishna, too.
Tobo mob. That's the end.
Is that what you guys call them?
Grubba. Call them Grubba.
Grubba?
Because it starts off with Grubba and ends with Tobo mob.
Grub, bear, boo, bomb, rub, bob, rubishna, too.
My life is a toilet.
So yeah, that'll come this month, maybe.
Maybe.
That's it.
Wow, how many
releases
this month?
What about the Phil's project?
Oh.
What?
The conversation with the rat and elephant.
Oh, that's...
Oh yeah,
baby
just words.
Baby child or whatever?
You just never words. Started it.
It's a rat and a hippo.
So, it may never come.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's one of those...
Dead section, just words, coming soon.
Yeah, it's one of those things
that... Frosty, dead script section, coming soon.
There was no script, though. You know what I wrote down for Hunting Frosty? It was like a paragraph at the top saying what's going on, and then a list of things like Chris jumps over fence, next point. Eric follows.
There, point. Good.
They fall on ground.
That's a script.
To make whatever.
Make snowman.
Snowman
fall.
It sounds like the Zelda song where you fight those guys in Legend of Twilight.
Toilet
Princess.
Oh.
Toilet Princess.
Oh, yeah, yes. Wait, when those crazy
princess.
Shadow guys? Like,
yeah.
It's the next Zelda.
Toilet Princess sitting on her throne.
So is that it for upcoming releases?
Yep.
More
or
less.
What
already
about Phil?
We already said
Phil?
Return of the Jedi.
Yeah. Low budget Return of the Jedi. Birth month video. I'm putting together a bunch of garbage videos right now. Nothing really that good. Last good thing was probably Chinese Cowboy, but that was
those,
like,
those are good
effort.
Accents. I like that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
you said it.
You said railroad.
I'm railroad.
You're railroad. I said railroad.
I said.
I do agree with Phil that Shanghai Noon was the better one.
Exactly.
That's not my real opinion.
Pop was wrong.
I don't even remember
wrong.
Did you see those, dude? Shanghai Noon, Shanghai Nights.
Yeah, I think I did.
I don't remember them at all.
I don't mean either.
I
don't remember.
I remember Owen Wilson and
yeah.
Jackie Chan.
Yeah,
that's all I remember.
That's all I remember. That they're
Lucy Liu
was
in one of them.
Yeah,
wasn't
no,
she?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
Shanghai Noon I remember decently.
I like the part where he uses the rope and the horseshoe. And
oh, I remember that.
That
yeah.
was cool.
Like I remember some of the fights. I remember the train thing at the beginning.
But
I don't remember the story really.
I remember that.
He started laughing and he just fell. Fire water.
Is
that the one who's here, brother, or something?
Is that the
look
one where
he's
someone?
Like,
yeah!
Look at my uncle!
My uncle! He always has uncles in his movies for some
yeah.
reason.
What was Shanghai Knights about?
They go to England.
About what?
About what? Yeah.
I don't remember anything other than that. I think it's his sister, Jackie
oh, yeah.
Chan's sister.
Your sister, eh?
And then she likes Roy.
That's weird, because in Rush Hour 3, Jackie Chan has a brother.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a twist.
My daddy caught your brother.
But Lucy Liu, didn't he like that Owen Wilson character in the first one?
Who? Lucy Liu? Was she even in it much?
She was like the princess, and she had like a bunch of scenes.
Shanghai Noon?
I don't remember.
Yeah. That's the reason why he came there.
I remember this. His sister liked him.
Okay, I don't remember Shanghai Noon.
Oh, whatever.
Whatever.
Who cares?
I'm surprised they didn't make a sequel. Or another sequel, anyway.
They should make one.
Shanghai Noon.
Okay, who do you like better? Owen Wilson, Jackie Chan, or Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan? I like Owen Wilson.
Well, I don't remember the Shanghai movies anymore.
Yeah.
I have to go watch them again.
I don't really like Owen Wilson.
I like the Owen Wilson character better than Chris Tucker. Chris Tucker just yelled.
The Kung Pao, the Kung Pao chicken. Call him a Kung Pao chicken.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Verdict is in. Tommy Tallarico says Shanghai Noon 9 out of 10. Victor Lucas says Shanghai Noon 9 out of 10.
All right.
Moving on. Generation Asthma stuff.
Oh, we didn't finish anything, so...
Well, I wrote for Granny Jones.
He doesn't know what Generation Asthma is.
No.
It's true. Dude, ask us what Generation Asthma is.
Phil, what is
Quiet, Derek.
Oh, sorry.
Quiet. Jeez. Quiet.
Phil, what is Generation Asthma?
There we go, bird ball. Bow, 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 bow. Bow, bow. Bow, bow. Bow, bow. Bow, bow.
Bow, bow.
Bow, 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 bow.
We will keep fighting till the end.
And we'll keep dreaming of a world where all is good. So we were told
we need a hero.
That's all Phil saying, so I don't remember the rest.
And we'll keep dreaming of a time.
Okay, Jude, ask this question.
Good is all this generation.
You're just singing Power Rangers.
I know.
Let's get louder.
There's a part in the song they go.
You know, I'm not asking anymore. You just tell me what it is.
Yeah, there's
just
piano part.
So Phil.
See, I remember that. It's been in my head for like the entire
what?
So Phil.
Remember
so
Brahms?
Dude.
Remember
Phil?
Brahms?
Remember? Brahms is more romantic period, whereas...
Oh, yeah, then it's saying Mozart.
Yeah.
Symphony number 40.
Oh, no. Once you get Phil going on his music, can't stop.
Here, listen to it.
I think we're bypassing that question now.
It's taking too long just to answer.
So Generation Asthma is the group that music group me and Derek started.
Yeah.
Catch us on
it's like Ron Bonetta's
much on demand.
But we haven't done anything yet. So we don't
have anything. Website, man, update it.
We haven't done anything.
We have one complete song.
Who you are.
And
oh, right, that's true.
I wrote some riffs for another
song. Is it like Nuclear
it.
Donkey from YTV?
Dog, no. You sneakers!
Oh, okay.
Not really.
STI.
Though they were pretty cool.
Super smelly.
I missed when it had Pat.
Yeah.
Wait, which one was Pat? Cool.
Pat was the white guy.
The one before Carlos.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Carlos.
Where'd he go?
He was in all these improv. If you ever watch like comedy.
Yeah, I've seen him on some shows.
All these improv shows. But then, whenever people come to YTV, they're not funny anymore. Because they can't be. Except for Phil and Paul.
Yeah.
They were the best.
Yeah. No. And Snit. The trio?
And Snit, yeah.
The trio.
And Elvaze.
Elvaze.
Gotcha.
What about PJ Jen? PJ Kid.
PJ Kid is farm. PJ Kid is farm.
PJ Kid is farm.
Even you remember that.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
All yeah, right. Then she became Katie, and then when Paul and...
Became Shady?
She was Katie, and then she became
I'm
Jenny.
Slim Shady.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the real Shady.
All the other
all
Slim
Shadys
are just
in
Katie.
Can emails? Can emails? We already went past that.
44 minutes.
That's old news.
44 minutes?
Doing?
That's not bad.
Why is he twirling it?
It's changing the instrument.
Harpsichord! Or dulcimer. Dulcimer 2.
Dulcin.
Can emails.
Can
emails. Can emails.
Candy Mails.
Candy Mails.
Sounds like, I thought when I first heard it, I thought it was like Candy Mails.
Candy Mails.
Like, what's going on?
Candy Mails. Welcome to Candy Mails.
Your host, Chris. Yeah. We're
Midnight.
Here to talk about life, love,
love
and all the
other strangers.
Listen to Nocturne.
I saw a butterfly in the park the other day.
It bit me.
It was so beautiful.
I started to cry.
I cried.
I gotta get the emails out. You guys
and
talk.
And I cry. Hurry up, Phil.
What? All
right, eBay.
What?
eBay.
Remember there's that question from that girl that we did in this...
Oh, yeah, the
Emily
Dr.
asks
sister,
Dr. Payne's sister Emily asks, what's your favorite board game?
Then
what do you say, Phil?
We already answered that.
No,
yeah, but
we didn't
get
we lost the email section.
Oh, my favorite board game was chess. And then Chris said that was boring, so I said mousetrap.
I said sorry.
I said
trouble.
Trouble? Oh, I said risk.
Trouble?
I said risk.
Risk sounds cool.
What's your favorite board game? Shoot.
Bonbopoly? I want to say chess too. Even though I'm not very good at it, I still like it.
Okay, Stanopoly.
Stanopoly. Or Monopoly SpongeBob Edition.
SpongeBobinopoly.
Listen to this message SpongeBob. I posted in the thread.
What?
About the July podcast. It says, okay, dog, I told Chris 2 o'clock. And Derek goes, okay.
You didn't tell me 2 o'clock.
There was your little glimpse into what we talk about in our private
This
forum.
First one comes from, this first email comes from Dr. Perry.
Dr. Perry!
Oh,
bring
the bird!
And another part.
Bring us in the bird!
What? The other part of the question.
Where?
I put it in admin chat. I put it in the podcaster because he had another part to his question.
Well, this is the first part.
It was
DM. Private message.
DM.
Alright,
stop that.
Dr. Payne
said,
If you,
Derek,
and Chris had to kill 300 zombies,
and Jude,
Derek, Chris, and Jude had to kill 300 zombies, and each of you got to use one weapon from any video game, what would it be?
Is that from a video game?
In the video game, if you kill zombies, you get more ammo.
Right.
Answer this in your next podcast, please.
Alright, let's do this.
Yeah, I don't need ammo because I got...
Dude.
So Chris is using the dragon dagger from what video game?
Power Rangers.
Power Rangers the movie? There was no Green Ranger in the movie.
In the new one.
Maybe Chris will use the Saba sword.
Remember
White Ranger has
the
what
talking
sword?
That was
Where is it? Hello, sir.
Phil,
hello, sir.
Why was he British?
I don't know.
You want me to buy one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got money now.
I don't play many video games that use weapons. Like,
Halo. Plasma sword. But that doesn't carry ammo. Though.
Halo. Any gun, but hitting them with the butt of it.
That's pretty hard.
Oh no! The knife in GoldenEye.
Yeah.
Oh.
Poison tip knife or the regular knife.
Poison tip.
Yeah, but they're already dead.
Awesome. I'll choose. Watch laser from GoldenEye.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Burn this.
Remember the scope thing from Perfect Dark?
The Far Sight.
Oh,
yeah,
so
you can
cool.
see through the walls.
It's like, who's shooting? You stop it!
It's like Richard in the corner somewhere, looking through
anyone,
the walls.
Was there anyone to counter that?
You just have to shoot them with a Far Sight.
It's kind of cheap, though. But it had a range, right?
I think it just went through the whole map.
Holy
yeah.
shit.
You can't see anywhere.
That's why, like, once you hide somewhere and then you have that, everybody
but it moves
yeah,
slow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You have to be a good shot.
I like the end bomb. It was just like this big bomb.
Oh, no, wait. I remember my favorite weapon was always the remote mines.
You put
on, like, unlimited remote mines. I stuck them everywhere, and then everyone, wherever you walk, it's like, the whole map explodes.
Don't you get proximity mines? Remote mines that you detonate by yourself.
No, I use the remote mines all the time.
Oh, proximity mines are just easier to use. Because
then, like, everything at the same time.
The lag is... I miss GoldenEye. Can you believe I bought the 360 to play Perfect Dark, and it didn't turn out to be Perfect Dark?
It was so bad.
There was nothing remotely even, you know, close to the game, aside from the name.
Bless you, Chris!
Thank you.
Excuse you!
So, Jude chooses the end bomb?
No. Yes.
The end bomb?
The end bomb. The end bomb. No, no. I'd probably pick... What's my favorite weapon? Probably the...
Keyblade!
Keyblade? No, I don't like that. I'll open this door, yeah.
Those green balls come out.
And yellow balls, too.
Oh, and yellow balls.
Lots of balls.
Lots of balls everywhere.
Like all the balls. They bounce around.
The balls.
And they spin around you when you equip that
thing. I know.
Yeah.
So why do you have so many balls?
I'm spinning balls.
So is that your weapon?
The balls? No, balls.
No, probably the assault rifle from Halo 1. I love that gun. It makes such a big sound.
Dude, it's the most practical.
Yeah, I know.
But the least...
Like, laser gun! Laser watch!
Dragon dagger.
That was in no video game.
Why do you have to keep admitting my faults? Go on.
Okay, it was probably in a Japanese game.
Okay. Yeah. Don't send me questions, Dr. Payne. I don't... Especially a PM.
Just send it to the email address.
Yeah, we'll
get it.
Yeah, Chris... Chris won't answer it in the email, and he won't bring it here anyways, because we'll get it.
I'll probably just forget, too. And just by spite, I'll be like, yeah, I'm not going to answer it.
Okay, second part of his question.
Everybody, just emails to me and Derek only.
And Jude.
What?
And Jude, yeah.
Jude@gmail.com.
Well, that probably won't be me, but you're welcome to try.
Watch it be you.
Part of Dr. Payne's question.
Yeah. Don't touch me.
Sorry.
Whack my hand.
Steal his hat.
Uh-oh.
Well, that's just easier to take now because before...
She glued onto your head, Phil.
Remember that time that Alex pulled off your hat and you fell off your bike?
We were going to film Batman Community Service. We were riding our bike to the area where we did the mugging thing. And Alex comes up behind me. The whole time there, he was trying to grab my hat. But he actually manages to do it, and somehow it throws me off balance, and I fall.
Wow.
Yep. But I didn't chip any teeth that time.
Because you fell head first. Just backwards.
Just chip some skull.
Where is it?
It's in a quote. There you go.
All right, Dr. Payne also says, what grade did you get on these school projects? Arthronomics, materialism, thoughts without words.
Arthronomics, we didn't do
well. Tell the story about the day you had to present that.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's not much of a story.
Well, we finished Arthronomics, and then after editing at Phil's house, the other guys hadn't seen it. Well, I sent it to them after, but they all knew it sucked. So when we went the next day, Andrew wasn't there. Arthur sat at his desk with his head down, and Deju did too. And I had to go stand in front of the class alone and put Arthronomics in the VCR. And play it and stand up there, and no one laughed at anything, and they all thought it was so bad. And I was just standing up there so embarrassed. And then after that.
It was supposed to be fun?
Not really. Not really, but it was. But, like, it was just complete dead silence. It was so awkward.
Did anyone have any questions after?
No. After I finished, Mr. DeMasso was like, thank you. I just went and sat back down. I felt like such an idiot.
I wish it was there.
And we got, like a 60 or something.
Oh. That's awesome.
But,
that's
so we passed, but
we
didn't do very well. I mean,
I don't even remember anymore what the point of the project was.
It's just Arthronomics.
No, I don't want to know the backstory.
The only thing we know, it was for an economics class. Yeah. And that's why we call it Arthronomics.
We all got a fictional country and economic situation, and we were supposed to discuss it, but... And you saw how it turned out if you watched it. Don't watch it.
Wasn't there a remix of music in the background?
Or yeah, that was separate. That was later on. We made a song out of
Arthur. I like that one.
Okay. No. Anyway,
I agree with Andrew.
I agree with Andrew.
That's my favorite part to quote from the entire movie.
I agree with Andrew.
Every time I have to agree with someone, I agree with Andrew. Who's Andrew? Watch Arthronomics. Materialism? That wasn't ours. That was Alex's
movie. We just edited the movie.
So. Yeah, we don't know what he did. I don't even know what that was.
I think he said he did. What?
Like, what is the movie about?
Philosophy. That was for his philosophy class.
La la la.
Right. Boring. Thoughts without words.
Thoughts without words. I don't know what I got, because I only got, like, my final overall grade for the class.
So your teacher liked it, right?
But yeah, after I played it, my teacher was like, that was very good. Can I keep this to show my colleagues? Yeah, okay. So that was cool.
So I guess that's good.
And is that all of them?
Huh? Is there any other school projects?
No, is that all of his list?
Yeah.
Yeah, hardcore fat, he forgot. He got forgot Derek's a whopping $5 million.
Oh! Oh, you know what he also forgot? In Oblivion bin, my Square One video. Oh,
wow.
Yeah, but he, come on, that was like... These are like how were you supposed to have done that as a school project?
We
I think it says it's school. Yeah. Those two are really obscure.
But I got like a 70 something.
Call yourself
on
a hardcore fan.
On Square One. And except my teacher was like, you should have talked more about the history.
Square One!
I talked about how the mall got its name.
And the rest of it was like, I gotta build a command center or something. Like, what
that
is
that same old house?
And Brittany, I think I got a good mark. I got like 8 or something. Yeah. Not Brittany's ad. The Fabulous Life of Britney Spears. Britney's out of
Britney
the
Spears, I'm naked
I'm
by
Britney
my
Britney Spears, I'm naked by my new city.
Yeah. Awesome. That's the best one.
She's Asian now.
That's great.
What amazingness is this?
All right, thanks for your question.
Thanks, Dr. Prey.
You creeped me out.
Bring it on the pain.
Next
bring
person. Pain.
Next one comes from Hugo D.
Hey, Hugo D.
Oh, no.
Show up.
Oh,
open message. Hugo D, your Hotmail like tagged your thing, said it wasn't safe. But I opened it.
Should have sent you viruses.
Wow. It says attachments, pictures, and links in this message have been blocked for your safety.
Wow, what is he sending you?
Hugo, what are you doing?
Naughty Hugo.
Hugo says, hello again.
Hi.
I just want to know one thing today. How much would you give for the authentic Q-Ray bracelet?
What? Oh, that thing.
For
I
those...
know that.
Well, he explains it here. Yeah, I know what it is, too. I've seen it. Because I came home really late from work one time, and I turned on the TV and watching infomercials. Like, Q-Ray? There's, like, some farmer. I wear my Q-Ray. Keeps me awake all day. All right. For those who don't know what a Q-Ray is, it is an ionized bracelet, which supposedly... And notice the quotes, balances negative and positive energies to help you attain a state of chi.
Wow.
It's basically this new age thing. It's a bracelet with these two balls on the end.
I've been doing that for like a long time though. I've seen
yeah.
Like,
yeah, long time.
And you put it in, it's supposed to give you energy to like last through the day.
Oh.
And some runner won a running thing.
But
yeah, he's like, I wear it when I train, then I won the marathon.
You make them all sound so retarded.
Because they are. And these old people are out of my life and longer.
Sounds like beast old.
It's ridiculous.
What was the question again? How much would you give?
How much would you give for an authentic Q-Ray bracelet?
Like money? Or
5 cents.
Yeah,
that sounds about right.
No, I give him $10 to make a better infomercial.
Speaking of money, I got another donation to give.
Yay. Donations from Chris. Here we go. Donation theme
like
song.
Donations. Donations.
Donations.
It's going to take a while. So keep going.
Getting out of the wallet. Getting money quickly. Faster, Chris. I kind of lose my voice during these podcasts. Too much talking. Much talking.
Okay,
when I'm teaching, I'm gonna make my classes like this. We're gonna have topic lists
and a microphone.
We're just gonna like yell at each other.
This is the middle of it. You be like, can't even.
All right, kids, what are you playing today?
I'm talking like such a wrestler today.
I am. Macho Payne. Man Randy Savage.
Doctor Payne, bring it on the pain.
Eat your vegetables, Doctor Payne, and take your vitamins.
Yeah, so Jude, how much would you pay for a Q-Ray bracelet?
5 cents, like Chris said.
Yeah, I don't think I'd pay anything for it. I'd make my own.
it's all
placebo effect, man. All placebo.
Exactly.
Put two balls in a bracelet.
Tennis balls.
Tennis balls. My balls are bigger than your Q-Ray balls.
Q-Ray balls.
Yeah, everybody here, look up Q-Ray balls on
YouTube. Do a Google search image of that and tell me what you get. Filter off, by the way.
Yeah, filter off, baby. What's the next question?
And then look up tumors, and leprosy,
tumors.
And AIDS.
Yeah.
Oh.
This looks like, what, 15, 20 seconds?
All right.
That much closer.
That much closer to the dream.
Okay, I'll throw $2
in. Yeah.
All right.
$2.50.
Take these back.
No, it all counts.
All right.
You better have like a Jarvis.
Is that
his
like?
That's it. Phil's holding
wireless headphones.
Thanks, paranoid freak Hugo D.
That's his only question.
Yeah.
Doesn't he like ask about the weather?
Nope.
And I'm like top of the morning and be Irish and be like.
He said at the beginning, I just want to know one thing today.
And then we
miss your multi questions.
All right, next question.
Canadian, remember that?
Oh yeah, Canadian.
Not Irish.
Next question comes from Robin S.
Hi, Robin.
Otherwise known as
Shoot Son.
Shoot.
Don't shoot your son if you have one.
Unless he's really bad.
Jude, you want to read this one?
No, it's okay.
Come on, Jude. Special guest to read one email.
Really?
I don't know. New rule. Special guest theme song.
Special guest.
Can I choose my own song, though?
No. That's the theme song.
Fine.
The universal theme
copyright
song.
Copyright. Oh, I like this question. Can I?
All right, go read the whole email. Ow.
Jude attacked
Judy with the power sword.
That's what you get.
Nice and loud, Jude. Nice and loud. Clear. And nice.
Hey. You not feeling well or something?
Cat's gonna kill you.
So, what am I reading again?
Just read the whole thing.
Would you agree that... Do I have to say the name? Shoot-san?
Oh, we already said it's from Shoot-san.
Oh,
we know what's
okay.
From.
Would you agree that the number one utility tool in a zombie attack is the crowbar? If not, what is?
Whoa, another zombie question.
Wow. What's these
unrelated zombies? Right.
Has anyone been watching Land of the Dead anymore? Or
there hasn't been any recent zombie movie.
Really?
Well, maybe everyone's anticipating Rob Zombie's Halloween. I know I am.
No, what about that
Planet
other
Terror.
Rob Zombie movie?
What?
With Nicolas Cage and
oh,
the Werewolf
Fu Manchu.
Nazis.
Werewolf Woman of the SS.
Awesome.
How much do you think I'd pay to do that one scene?
$2 million.
You don't know what we're talking about? Go see Grindhouse.
I think it's on DVD soon.
Is it?
It's been a long time. It didn't do well in the box office.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Anyway, crowbar.
Crowbar.
If it's the one from Half-Life, yeah.
Is that a special crowbar?
No, it's just the regular crowbar.
Yeah, so
what's
what's the zombie killing tool?
It's usually like a shotgun.
Yeah, shotgun.
I'd say shotgun. Same.
If you watch, I'm not sure if what's that Evil Dead? Is that a zombie movie or is it just a
Evil Dead? It's kind of a horror zombie movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, people come back and they're zombies.
Well, if you watch the remake for Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah,
from Dawn of the Dead.
Oh, yeah.
When they're on the mall. The
by Zack Snyder, who did 300.
Oh, like
oh he
Karen.
Did the same movie.
Yeah,
300, right there.
Boo! 300 sucks.
Really? You hate 300?
I liked it.
No, I don't hate it.
I liked it.
I just didn't like
it. Did you buy the Blu-ray edition so you could see this extra
packs? I don't
packs?
Know.
Who cares?
It's so clear. So clear now.
Your abs are so yummy now.
Moisture.
So, anyway. I'd say either a chainsaw or a shotgun.
Chainsaw. That's cool.
But it's too messy, though.
How come wrestlers are always shiny?
They
rub things on themselves.
It's sweat.
It's butter.
But before they get in the ring, they're like,
they're all pumped up.
Because you know when they do the chops?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You can feel it, right? But if you have like oil or something on it, you don't feel
oh.
it.
Oh, that's cool and gross.
Do they use like baby oil or butter or something?
I don't know.
Butter.
Whatever.
It's even worse.
If you're that cheap, you get butter.
Tastes so good, Rock.
You know, remember that episode of Seinfeld? Apparently, that's good for shaving.
Oh,
really?
I remember that.
You butter yourself up and then you shave.
Ew.
Yeah.
People will want to eat you, like Newman.
Newman.
Hey, buddy. more questions.
More
right?
questions. Oh, what is your favorite Mario themed game?
Original.
Wait, Mario
know, maybe
theme game?
Mario,
like Mario.
I think it just means
stuff?
Mario game.
Like Mario Paint? Is that a Mario?
Probably just
Mario.
Right, okay,
Mario?
Let's name
Mario.
Our favorite Mario game. Like, period.
Really, like
any
real Mario?
Any Mario game.
Any
and then your favorite Mario theme like
okay.
the sports one.
Oh, okay.
Mario Brothers 3.
Or like any game with Mario in it.
Oh, like Mario typing.
Or,
yeah. Mario is missing.
Mario's missing? Which one is that?
It's the one where you're Luigi and you have to do research about historical situations.
What the hell?
That's like Luigi Smash?
It's an educational game.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
So,
alright, round the circle, clockwise, Derek.
Mario Brothers 3. And, Mario themed game.
Would Smash Brothers?
Yeah.
I don't know. Does that count?
Yeah, I guess so.
But it's not Mario something.
Yeah.
But it has Mario.
Ain't it? But I want to say
I'll take Mario Kart.
Yeah.
64.
We're
on Double Dash.
Double Dash was alright.
I like 64 better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, who are you guys?
Chris.
Mario 64. And I don't know. Let's go with Dr. Mario.
Wow.
I hate that game so much.
P.S. Dr. Mario isn't a real doctor.
Jude.
I'm going to say Mario 3. Super Mario 3, just like Derek. I like that game a lot. It was for NES, right?
Yep. Yeah.
All right, yeah. No, the right one. And Mario theme game. I'm going to say Mario Party 1.
Because
the first time
it's like, wow, this is so unique.
And then they start whoring it out
every year.
Every year.
And Phil?
I'll say Super Mario World, because I'm playing that right now. It's awesome.
Is that the one that I suck at?
That's the one where you kept falling.
Super Nintendo one.
That's the first SNES one. Yeah. I really like the second SNES one too.
I hated that.
Is that the one with Yoshi?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that one. The graphics one.
Yeah, I like that one.
I didn't like how Mario looked.
Yeah, it was just kind of stylized.
And Mario themed.
Yoshi's Island.
I didn't really play it that much.
Hated Yoshi's Island.
Which one was that?
I like the one where it's a baby Mario.
I like that one.
They made a number 2 for GBA.
I'll probably have to go with one of the Mario Party games too.
Yeah.
Which one?
Which one? 5, 8.
The one with the microphone.
Was that 6?
Grape,
orange,
grape,
orange,
grape,
yeah,
eggplant.
Mario Party 6.
Bananas.
Mario Party 6.
Mario Party 6.
Because of the microphone.
Yeah.
After when I lose track of, you know, all Mario Party games.
I really only have played 1 in 6 and maybe 7, I think.
Do you have
played
8?
I think we rented 7.
We rented 7 once.
Oh, you did?
It was the same thing pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. No one really cares anymore.
Yeah, next question.
Next question.
Best sci-fi movie is what? Ooh, I have so many. Can you say a lot or just...
Philip, shouldn't you be saying Star Wars like immediately? What's happening to you?
I'm waiting for you guys to go.
Oh, same thing with Derek and Wither.
Same thing, Chris and Steve.
I'll say Empire Strikes Back then.
Yeah.
Okay, my favorite Star Wars movie.
I'll say Aliens. Yeah.
Aliens
by Ridley Scott.
Why Aliens?
Why? It was just an amazing movie.
Aliens wasn't Ridley Scott. Alien was Ridley Scott.
Oh,
James Cameron was Aliens.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm missed. Okay, yeah, fine. By James Cameron.
Yeah.
That one was awesome.
Star Trek
First Contact.
Oh,
First
Contact.
First Contact, which is that?
Star Trek First Movie.
That's pretty dated now. And long.
Aren't they making another Star Wars movie? I mean, Star Trek movie?
Yeah.
By the J.J. Abraham.
J.J. Abraham.
J.J. Abraham. Abrams.
Alright, Chris, favorite
Star Wars sci-fi
movie.
I forgot the name of it.
What was it about?
I don't know, it's like there's this guy and he fought in a giant robot tournament. It's like back in the 80s or 90s.
Really?
And he was about to lose, but then he, like, I don't know, his son was like, Daddy! And then he's like, no.
Is it Eraser?
No. It's a
robot. He fought in a robot.
Inside a robot.
Was it Japanese?
Like,
no.
He controlled like a Gundam or something?
Yeah.
Really? I don't know.
Was it a good
movie?
I don't remember. It was like
Robotech?
I don't know. It's pretty old.
I don't
know.
80s? I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Oh,
Guyver?
Guyver?
I like Guyver, but no. No, he could. Guyver was.
Oh, was it live action or?
Yeah, Guyver had the elbow.
Yeah,
slicers.
That was awesome.
Like, how does he fight like that?
I wish I said Guyver.
It's like
Muay
Thai or something.
Guyver.
Chris changed
Guyver.
Guyver
2. Guyver 2. Not
Dark
one.
Hero.
Guyver
Mark
Hamill
was
wasn't good in Guyver 1. He was a big caterpillar or something.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
like a big insect. Like a big. Yeah, that's pretty.
I have a sci-fi movie no one should watch. 2010, the year we make contact.
I watched that.
That's horrible.
Was it the sequel to?
2001, yeah.
I saw that. I was so confused.
I love 2001, and I hate 2010.
Yeah, I was kind of confused towards why the obelisks turned Jupiter into a sun, or star,
yeah.
Or whatever the hell it turned into.
It's part of the plan.
What plan?
Like, I read the book, and it still doesn't explain it, because it's this big experiment from these aliens or something.
Oh, and is it to, like,
basically... All you know about the obelisk is, like, it kind of starts life.
Yeah.
That's why I showed up with the monkeys in the first movie.
Oh,
and then they got intelligence after that.
Candy Mills!
And then in 2010, yeah, it turns Jupiter into a sun, right?
Right.
And then because of that, you kind of have to understand the science of it all.
How's it going, Chris?
Because then it melts that moon.
Oh, you got a
PS3?
Yeah,
moon,
yeah,
and
I bought
it grows
PS3.
Life and stuff.
Bring that
oh, near Jupiter?
Yeah.
Oh,
one of Jupiter's moons grows gets life
spoiling
because of the...
But isn't it kind of too close to the sun?
No, but I prefer that.
I don't know. I don't know.
That's pretty interesting.
And then Earth now has two
suns. Is that a good thing?
Well, it kind of messes a lot of stuff up.
Yeah.
All right.
Is there going to be a sequel to that?
There's... I have the books right here.
Oh, really?
2061, Odyssey 3, and 3001, The Final Odyssey. These books are so boring, I'm returning them.
Oh, I thought they were going to be good.
They're so boring. I read like 30 pages. I don't want to read more.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. One question.
Last question from Robin. What was the best summer movie this year so far? Jude?
What, me?
Jude is the best summer
movie. Special guest.
Yes.
Oh. Make up say it.
Jude, read the question.
Again?
Yeah.
Okay, what it was.
Don't make me do it.
Special guest.
So Jude.
All right. What was the best summer movie this year so far? Oh, man.
It's kind of hard because they're
all pretty average.
Yeah.
Even Spider-Man was really disappointing.
I want to say Superbad, but it's not out yet.
It is out.
I want to see that.
Isn't
kind
it out?
Of.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet.
Like, I don't like those kinds of comedies, but it, like, because of what it's about, like, these nerdy guys, I kind of want to see it.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
But I know it's going to have a lot of cheap laughs and like dirty jokes and stuff. That's all it's going to be. I'll download it.
It's worth a free download.
I'm not carrying fire.
Harry Potter.
I forgot. Best sci-fi movie, Dune.
That was terrible.
The one with Patrick Stewart.
Dune Extended Edition, 4 hours. Yeah.
Don't watch Dune.
Why is Dune so popular?
Play the video game.
Read the book. The book is good. The book is good. Don't read the sequels, though.
Play the video game.
Dune 2000.
I remember you got...
Harvester Under Attack.
Yeah, we love that.
Building. Training.
That's so great.
Fremen ready.
Harvester under attack.
Did we answer the question?
No.
Sorry,
all we said they're all average.
They're all pretty average.
But I guess... Okay, what we're going to start with
Grindhouse.
The summer movies, though. Grindhouse?
Let's say Grindhouse.
Was that
like,
summer?
It came out in, like, March or something.
That's
okay. Like, I guess you know. I guess
the summer
movies
usually start in May.
June.
Okay, let's say out of all the movies we've seen so this year.
Oh, okay. We gotta pick the like.
Grindhouse
is.
I don't know.
They've all been pretty.
I think like
nothing special.
How about which one is the most
disappointing? I like them, but the one that I watched that I didn't have any problem with was probably Ninja Turtles.
Oh, that's true.
Like,
I mean, it was simple and fun.
Like, it wasn't as big as the other ones, and I wasn't as excited, but when I watched it, I didn't really find anything wrong with it. Not like Spider-Man or Pirates of the Caribbean. I could sit through those and say, oh, they should have done this and that and this and that. But,
they should have not made them dance.
But Ninja Turtles was pretty
good. I don't know why
good.
People don't like the dancing.
Why?
It was part of, like, who he was at the time. It's kind of cocky...
It's not the dancing, but how much.
It's just kind of over the top.
Oh, okay.
I think it was a little too much dancing.
Oh, okay. I can understand that it's too much dancing for
some of
people.
It was funny.
Oh, Hairspray. You go see Hairspray.
Hairspray was all right. I saw it. It was...
You can't stop the beat.
Yeah.
Is that the
right
one?
Yeah.
How was John Travolta as a woman?
It was kind of creepy, but it was kind of cool, too.
Hairspray.
Not cool, but like...
Hairspray.
John Travolta in drag and fat suit.
Pirates of the Caribbean
in disguise.
It was entertaining, and I like Christopher Walken. He's like my hero. So.
Oh, he was in the movie. Oh yeah.
Are you Christopher Child's birth child or baby?
Christopher Child.
I mean Christopher Walken. Sorry.
Oh,
his birth child.
Who's his birth child?
You.
Me.
Yeah. Like, you know, Phil is.
But he's not Chinese.
He doesn't have to be.
Look at Phil. He says he's the birth child of.
Oh,
Tarantino
right.
And Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
Oh,
Tarantino.
Okay, I guess so. I'd like to be awesome, but he's old enough to be my grandpa.
How do you know that?
I'm the birth grandchild. Well, because he's like 60-something.
Okay, then who's the child?
John Travolta.
So you're the
I'm John Travolta's son now.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
That was a good question, Shusan. Thanks.
Did we all answer already?
No, we didn't.
No, we just beat around.
I said Ninja
bush.
Turtles. Derek said Hairspray.
Did he say
did
Hairspray?
I thought he just...
At least you don't like it.
I asked him if he liked it or not.
I thought I'd actually say Ninja Turtles too, or Grindhouse.
All
right. Both I want to say Pirates because it was like the worst.
Oh. Wait.
The worst?
No, I mean, sorry. I mean, it was the least of the worst.
Oh. Okay. What did you say, Chris?
Out of any movie you saw this year in theaters.
What?
Okay, summer.
Yeah, right.
Well, first I got
Ghost Rider?
No, I saw it.
You are the writer.
Anywhere?
Okay!
Thanks for your question, Suit-san.
And you gotta, no, you're supposed to wait for a big pause. Just go, yeah.
Oh well.
Yeah, oh, thanks for the email.
We're going.
Never mind.
Thanks for
what? Nothing email. Happened.
Not all right, next email.
Oh, yeah, mine's the Guyver.
Did we already say it?
No.
We were talking about the summer movies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn. That was like before,
oh,
wasn't it?
Oh. Nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
That was the last thing. All right, next
there was no time.
Next email!
Next email! Next email! Next email!
Hey, guys. This is Wiley Tank, otherwise known as Liam.
Liam.
Liam, you have a girly name.
Liam.
Change your name to, like, Bob.
Liam.
Steven or Sven.
Bob, blah, blah.
I like Sven.
Sven.
I like those hybrid names, like Bob Sven.
I have a few Sven. Guitar Hero-related questions for you.
Oh, really?
Interesting.
What are your favorite songs in Guitar Hero 1?
I haven't played it.
I haven't played it.
Fat Lip.
Fat Lip.
I like More Than a Feeling and the song Night Creeper.
Hey, that cool. guy from Sum 41 left. Hooray!
Yeah.
Whatever, moving on.
We're moving on.
You're so unnatural, so relax, be cool, nothing happened.
In Guitar Hero 2.
Rob Schneider.
Never played it.
Rob Schneider is a carrot. Rob Schneider is...
carrot comedy. He's gonna find out. Behavioral. What?
Alright, favorite song. Get out of here, Drew.
Freeze Pop 1.
Trogdor and Let's Talk More Rock.
Heart Shaped Box for Jude.
Yeah.
I like the one from Tonight I'm Gonna Rock You.
What's that?
That's by Spinal Tap. And
Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses. And Girlfriend. There.
Okay. That's okay, that's good.
Avril Lavigne's Girlfriend?
No.
Hey, you! I don't like your girlfriend! No way, no way! I think you need a new one! Hey, you! Yeah, yeah, yeah! I don't like your girlfriend! No way! No, it's not a secret!
Yeah, yo!
I can disappear! I can do it better! Yeah!
Chocolate
rain! Guitar Hero Rock the 80s.
Never played it.
Yeah.
We don't know anything about that.
Any good 80s song.
And from the announced set list in Guitar Hero 3.
Haven't read it.
Never read it.
It's a Sinfonia.
No, one's gonna say
maybe that's why last time.
Okay.
All right then. That was interesting.
Thank you for your questions.
Cat really likes Muse, so she'll appreciate that.
I like
part.
Muse too.
I hope.
From
the Anthrax part.
Oh, Anthrax.
Yeah.
Anthrax.
We don't like Anthrax. They don't know Anthrax, and I don't like Anthrax.
Yeah,
there you go. That was me, Phil. I said I didn't like Anthrax.
Locking your jaw.
Sorry,
locking
buddy.
Anthrax. What's that guy's name?
Bald guy. Who cares?
Steve Jobs.
Billy D. Stevens from Anthrax.
Not Williams, but Stevens.
Doesn't sound like a very metal name.
That's what makes it.
I
so
am
metal.
Billy D. Stevens. I'm a metal band called Anthrax.
Exactly.
My name is Tiny. Alright, next email.
Next email.
Last email.
Last email.
What's Flight of the Conchords?
Shh. Don't
Stop
spoil the question.
Spoiling it.
We're going to get to it anyway.
Alright, Derek is going to read this one.
Justin says, hi, I'm writing this while... Oh, he doesn't say hi.
Stop putting words into people's mouths.
Sorry. I'm writing this while wearing my Can of Nothing shirt. So are we!
Wow.
To get the full experience. On to the questions, thoughts, bulleted, numbered, lists, whatever. Number one, if the Can of Nothing was indeed a can of something, what would that something be?
Mushroom soup,
fish, and turbine.
thermal underwear.
Thermal underwear in the can.
for
your convenience.
Second question.
Second question. I have been thoroughly enjoying my Wii and plan to.
Yeah, right. Me too. It vibrates.
In this podcast, Jude lets us touch his Wii.
Scroll down, Phil.
It's so big and white.
And plan on enjoying it for much more
you
in
the
future.
Put the protector on it.
Of course. However, this guy's got a strap too. So you don't lose.
Exactly.
Because all the sweat, it makes it slippery.
Remember that time we were playing Wii and then you hit Derek in the stomach?
Oh, yeah.
That sucks. Sorry about that, Derek. I even know what happened like 2 years ago.
That's okay. That was pretty hot. Okay. However, I want to get another console. I am 23.
What was that?
He stuck his sword into the fan.
It hurts so much.
Whoa. Out of nowhere. Wow.
Okay, anyway. Justin is torn between Xbox 360 and PS3. The only reason he is holding back is for the obvious reason of wanting Metal Gear Solid 4, Final Fantasy 13. Well, that's it. What do you guys think?
What do you guys think, guys?
If you want Metal Gear Solid and FF13...
buy a PS3.
I know. What's the
Xbox
problem?
Xbox has
what's
everything else.
What's the problem?
I know it's a problem.
What do you want on Xbox 360, Justin? I almost said Jude.
Justin Timberlake.
I think he's a big football fan. But they'll both have football games,
have
right?
Everyone has Madden.
And 360 has...
John Madden!
360
Joe
has
Madden!
Online,
Joe
right?
Madden?
John Madden!
John Madden!
Who's Joe Madden? Play
football!
I swear, he's the old guy. You know what one of the things he said? He goes, alright, you see this player over here? He puts on contacts so he can see better. Exact commentary from John Madden.
I like that.
John awesome. Madden's fat.
No, you have it! Okay.
Well, Jude, in a nutshell, what was your advice again? If
in
you like
RPGs?
Yeah, what are you talking
in
about?
Oh, I mean...
in my pre-podcast comments.
Yeah.
Your podcast warm-up.
My warm-up, yeah. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, if you want the RPGs, go for the PS3. If you want, like, shooters, action, adventure,
and a really
good online service, go with the Xbox 360. That is all. All
right, next number question. 3.
I heard nothing of that.
Which color Power Ranger has consistently been the best or your favorite? And no, I don't mean black people.
Why not? He's racist or something?
Racism.
Well, I mean, it was Zack, and then that
the Asian guy.
No, for black people. It was Zack, he was like at the top. And it was that girl, right? The yellow
what do you mean at the top?
What do you mean? That's the best black people.
Zach, then Aisha, and then Tanya.
Who's Tanya?
Tanya took over from Aisha. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
really?
Yellow Ranger.
I didn't notice anybody.
And then,
Black people. TJ.
Black people.
Racism.
Racism.
Yeah, so TJ.
TJ was Zach?
They got really ethnic later on. They had a... There was a girl, Cassie, she was Chinese. This isn't Turbo.
Oh, yeah.
Cassie was Chinese.
Cassie was
Carlos was like Mexican or something.
We can only assume he was
TJ
Mexican.
Was black.
Carlos.
He had accent too. He's like,
Hey guys,
I'm a Power Ranger now.
Not really a
nerd. I can't say with those
sounds
words.
Like, that sounds I'm original.
Carlos?
I know.
Carlos? Did you know Tommy's supposed to be Aboriginal?
Yeah, we know that.
Weird. I didn't even know that.
Bow, 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 bow.
Just because he has long hair.
Bow,
bow.
Yeah.
What was that?
What was that?
It's like a frog. That's the favorite sound.
What am I? I don't know. I just randomly chose it.
Oh,
I don't know what it was.
You lost it.
Alright, number 4?
I guess. Was it red or black?
Oh, who did you guys
this is
say
almost
colors?
90
Wait,
minutes
Wait, was it even answer this one?
I know.
No, we did. We just talking about black people.
Okay, which is your best... okay, well
trying to be racist.
What color Power Ranger do you think is the best?
Red.
Blue.
Red.
Oh, yeah, Chris said blue earlier anyways already.
Blue.
I see.
Oh, but I don't like Justin from Turbo.
I know, he was terrible.
I only know the first series anyway, so I'd say, like, Billy, yeah.
Even though we made jokes about this already, I'd say the Black Ranger is always the best.
Okay.
I like Adam. He's black and green.
Because, well, like, Zach was my favorite Ranger, period. And then Adam was Black Ranger. But then they kind of got rid of Black Ranger after that.
Yeah, I know.
But then Carlos was Black Ranger in space, and he's terrible, too.
But then Adam came back to be Black Ranger.
Yeah, he had to help out Carlos.
Wasn't Jason the gold sort of... Wasn't
he's gold Ranger.
He looked black, though, whatever.
Yeah, okay. He's like black with a gold shield on
him. I know.
I like you think you're talking about black people. The black guy with a gold shield on. He was black and green. Like, wow.
We're getting lots of angry comments.
Yeah, if anybody listens to this.
Boycott the email.
Boycott email.
Alright. Yeah, so...
Next.
Number four. I saw Weird Al on Thursday. Hey, cool. And he was much smaller than I imagined him to be. He was still 6 feet tall.
Wait, what was Jude's?
Red.
Oh, red.
Red is generally, like, the best out of all of them.
But I imagine this 7-foot curly-haired and flailing-limbed god. He was all those things, but shorter than I. Have any of you met a famous person and were more impressed, disappointed with the experience? I also met Hulk Hogan when I was much younger. He held the door open for me and my
parents.
That's awesome.
That's so cool.
I have met, like, stars, kind of. No, but, like, the people I met aren't big stars, like Weird Al or Hulk Hogan. See, I met some sports stars. I met
Doug Gilmore.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, that's cool.
Wait, who's that?
Oh, yeah, my mom met Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
I met Donovan Bailey.
For a nice couple drinks. Then we're going to start talking about black people again.
I know. Black
Donovan Bailey is black.
I don't think I met anybody famous.
My dad met The Rock.
Really?
But that's didn't meet him, which sucks.
How did he meet him?
Because, you know, like when The Rock came for like the special shows, my dad worked at like this private airline company.
Oh, yeah?
And he...
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. That's cool.
Why do you get to meet him? What the hell? But yeah.
I've been in the area of famous people.
We've all been
because
in
of those,
area.
Because of those conventions.
I've been in the 20 kilometer
radius.
I've
been in Toronto and Jennifer Lopez is filming a movie in Toronto.
Yeah.
In general area.
No, but like I've been close enough to see them with my own eyes.
You know what? It could be possible. There could be a famous person. You don't even notice it.
Yeah.
You know, that could be also the...
Well, obviously, because like... Well, I mean, not here, but... Like, how do these people get around by groceries and stuff? They have to go out.
I thought they just hire people to do it.
Yeah.
They hire, like, Mexican people.
But then those paparazzi people always get pictures
and stuff. Not always.
But there's so many pictures.
But you don't see, like, any Canadian paparazzi.
Oh.
You don't see, like, some...
Out of range. Out of range.
On the street after some car. What's going on there, guys?
All right. Number five.
Number five.
Have you seen Flight of the Conchords?
What the hell is that?
They're like a comedy folk kind of band. They're pretty funny. I haven't seen their actual show. I've seen them on Just for Laughs.
Justin linked a YouTube video here of them.
And he wrote
We're not gonna watch it because we don't like YouTube.
Okay,
yes,
we're kind of going over time here, so we're gonna skip the song.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Maybe Phil will put it in.
Just tell us what it is.
I don't know the song. They're just like this parody folk kind of band.
So yeah, okay. So the question is, have we seen them? No, we haven't seen them.
They're like late 20s, I think.
Did they sing the Don't Put Peanut Butter in Your Crotch?
I don't know. I only know a few other songs.
Okay,
six, question mark, question mark, question mark.
Okay.
What? Seven.
What if that thing I just said? What?
That doesn't make any sense, Justin.
Number eight, profit.
I agree.
Number nine. Hey, what Derek, what's the scouter see about his power level?
It's over 9,000! Yeah.
All right.
Phil,
sup.
T-sup.
Sup. Like,
sup. Nothing, T-sup. Number 11. Whoever else is there and answer question 7 clockwise. Lines.
What if that thing I just said, Jude?
We'll go clockwise, Jude, start.
What?
What if that thing I just said?
What?
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 And Chris, what if that thing I just
play
said?
Play it loud.
All right.
All right.
That's it, Justin. Thanks, Justin.
Yes.
Mm.
That's it for the emails.
Maybe
that's it for the podcast. So emails done.
That's pretty long.
Let's hit an hour and a half.
Okay.
That's like the Simpsons movie.
Oh, okay. What? Yeah, pretty much. What song do you guys want to hear at the end?
Something we can sing, Phil.
I have a perfect
dream.
Have a good time. It's time to turn it on.
top.
Ten,
five,
nine,
eight,
away. Seven.
Oh, it does Lost Galaxies.
Yeah.
Oh.
Go Power Rangers. Go Power Rangers. Go Power Rangers. Go Power Rangers. Fly.
All right, what song you guys want?
You should have gone and downloaded Chocolate Rain.
Yeah, I know.
Then you could put it in.
Yeah,
I have Knights of Cydonia.
Okay, well,
no, you already sang that.
I know. Get to the good part.
What's the good part?
The dude.
Really? Yeah, forget it. It's too loading.
No, we should have chosen a more fun song.
Yeah, something more fun.
Yeah, more fun. Change it. Change it.
Democracy
works.
Democracy works. Like, being annoying works.
That's democracy.
I have Weird Al.
That's good.
I have Vanilla Ice. I have
something
fun.
Go Ninja, go Ninja.
I have Richard Wagner.
Richard Wagner.
Wagner.
Flight of the Valkyries. I have Nightmare on Elm Street.
What is the Katamari? Is that
Katamari? Yeah.
Katamari?
Sweet.
Which one?
I don't know, just this Katamari. Yeah,
yeah.
Theme.
Yeah! Yeah, Katamari!
This was like the opening song.
Sounds like a salsa song.
Yeah, I know.
What's that buzzing? Sorry.
Alright, bye.
Bye.
Lunchtime.
Emails.